Let's Go Fishing. Melissa in the Morning takes a look at this weekend's WICC Surfside Hotel Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth. Now on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
That's right. I cannot believe that we are going into the 41st annual Surfside Hotel Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth this upcoming weekend, Saturday, August 26th and Sunday, August 27th. It is all over Long Island Sound. And what better way to kick off our Bluefish Tournament coverage this week than to talk to last year's winner? In fact, I just ran into him last week. Rob Anderson is here, and he has quite the fish tale to tell us. Hey, Rob, how are you? Welcome to WICC.
Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm very excited to reel in some news stories for this upcoming event this weekend. But let's talk about your story, because it was quite dramatic, so to speak. What happened last year?
Well, it was a little strange. But so going into Saturday night, I had first place. You know, so at 10 o'clock, everything shut down, and I was on the leaderboard for first place. By Sunday morning, I'd say around 9 o'clock, I was bumped to second. And that somebody had a heavier fish. So, you know, this goes on. You know, I think it's finalized that, you know, I took second place. And I think on Tuesday or Wednesday, I get a call from Steve, I guess.
Yeah, Steve Soylent, sure, from Connoisseur Media.
Right. And Steve's like, hey, Rob, have you listened to the radio at all or any social media or anything like that? And not really, man. I've just been, you know, busy doing my thing.
You're like, nope, I'm living my life, but it's okay.
So he's like, well, listen, you know, the first place guy was for cheating. He's like, you're the new winner.
You
know, now, of course, I've labeled myself winner by default, but, you know, that's not really true.
No, it's not. So that was a lot of drama that was going on behind the scenes. We really couldn't discuss it because, you know, WICC runs the Bluefish Tournament every year. And when this was being investigated, my gosh, Sunday and Monday were some of the most stressful days, because I'm sitting here with this juicy news story. I'm like, we have cheaters. This is what's going on. Wow, we've got people who literally cheated, you know, waited on the fish. And we've seen this, unfortunately, sometimes in the past, but we have incredible investigators who look into our winning fish every single year. And so those 2 days were, oh my gosh, they were so stressful. But then to find out we had a legitimate winner, you know, you didn't win by default. You, in fact, did catch the heaviest blue. How heavy was your fish?
I think it wasn't even, you know, to be honest with you, in the bluefish aspect, it really wasn't that a heavy fish. It was surprising to win with a 15-pound bluefish.
Mm. Because usually bluefish can get up to what?
Well, the bigger, heavier ones that win tournaments are like 18 and 20 pounds.
Oh, wow.
You know, but 15, I was expecting to place in the top five, possibly. But I didn't think I'd win with that fish.
But then you get a call, you know, midweek saying, actually, you won. What was that like to get that phone call? Did you think you were getting punked?
No, it was a little crazy. You know, I was at work and I was sitting at my desk, and, you know, that's when Steve called. You know, the guy in my office was looking at me like, you know, what's going on? You know, like, I couldn't really show excitement and jump up and down. But at the end of the day, you know, on the inside, I was jumping up and down.
Absolutely. So you took home the big cash prize last year. When you went into the Bluefish Tournament, did you think at all that you would do as well? Like, have you been fishing for a long time?
Yeah, well, I did the last four, right? The first three I placed in the top 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then the third one, that was just some bad weather. I was lucky to leave the water.
Wow.
You know, we ran into some serious weather, and, you know, we actually didn't fish at all, so I didn't even weigh a fish in.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it was impossible to even fish. I mean, the waves just out of nowhere. Once I got past the rock, it was like, you know, 6-7 footers that were spaced by 5 feet apart, where you couldn't even turn around. I could just go straight in one direction.
That's insane.
And we luckily made it to safety, and I said, that's it, man. The trip's over. And he's like, you're damn sure it is.
That's crazy. So you have a partner who goes out with you.
Yeah, my friend Tommy, him and I fished it every year together.
Oh, cool.
And we had a pact. Whoever wins, we split it.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. That's why this year we're gunning for 1 and 2.
Gunning for 1 and 2. I love it. That's exciting. Yeah. So that's really cool. So you've done this the last 4 years, and you won last year, which is amazing. So what is your goal for this year? You're gonna top the 15-pounder? You going for the top spot again?
Yeah, well, I hope so. Like, when I was talking to you guys the other day, when we were sitting around, I learned that nobody's ever won twice.
Yes, that is true. Nope, we've never had a winner, you know, take it home twice. Yeah, right? That would be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
That'd be very cool. And back-to-back years, that'd be really, really cool. Just saying.
Yeah, then you guys don't have to put my picture on the hat. Get rid of
I mean, I think you've earned that. I mean, I can't make any promises. I'll talk to Steve, though. I feel like if you win back-to-back years, we might have to put your picture on the hat, or we'll have to name it after you, something like that. We're talking to Rob Anderson this morning, and he was last year's winner of the Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth, and he is set to take on the competition again this year. Rob, what have you found with fishing? I know that there have been a lot of changes in bluefish numbers in recent years. I know our waters are warmer than they typically are. What are you finding this summer with fishing trends in general?
It's just really strange this year. I mean, things that there were plenty of reduced in numbers, and things that were hard to catch are showing up weird, like the cobia are showing up, which aren't typically in all waters. Hmm. I mean, our waters are usually too cold for them. We're starting to see cobia up here, and, you know, they don't really come past North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah, it's really weird. You know, we get a lot of sharks this year, and, you know, I just don't see the bait numbers like they were. I didn't really see too many dolphins this year. You know, things are changing, but, you know, everything cycles through. Just when something disappears, boom, out of nowhere they show up again.
Yeah. That's so true. I know it seems like we've got some oddities happening in our in Long Island Sound. Where, not that I want to give away a winning spot, Rob, but where were you when you caught your fish last year?
Well, I would have to just say I like the eastern part of the boundaries.
Okay. So no towns. You can't tell us that because, you know, we don't want to give up your winning spot, obviously.
No, let's say this. I also waited in Miller Place.
Okay. All right. So do you think you're going to hit that spot again?
Most likely I'm going to go to the same area. I mean, it's a difficult spot to fish, but that's the payoff.
That's awesome. So is it your boat or is it your friend Tommy's boat?
It's my boat that we usually take. He keeps his boat 2 slips away from me where we have our boats, but we usually take mine to the tournament.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Yeah. What would you say for people who are first time entering the contest, what would you say is the biggest takeaway from being involved in this tournament? Why do you do it each and every year?
Well, you know, it's a lot of fun. You got a bunch of people with the same common goal out there just having fun. And, you know, it's a whole weekend long. It's something that you can prepare for and, you know, get out there and fish and then take a break and then go back out and fish, and, you know, have a good night's sleep, wake up the next day, and, you know, you got till 5 o'clock to get another fish in and get to one of the weigh-ins to weigh the fish.
We have last year's bluefish winner with us. Rob Anderson is here, and I have a couple quirky questions for our winner last year. Here we go, Rob. First question.
Go for it.
What are your favorite snacks on board to keep you calm, cool, and collected during the tournament?
Well, you got to have beef jerky. That's a start. Beef jerky is always good to have on the boat. And then, of course, you got to have a lot of water. You got to beat the heat if it's hot.
Okay. Not goldfish, huh? I feel like goldfish. Like, no?
No, so, you know what? I heard a story where that's a jinx.
Oh, no!
Like a banana. Yeah.
Oh, no. So don't put... Oh, wow. I'm learning something new. So don't have goldfish on
board.
I
don't know if it's true. You know, who knows about the validity of that. But I did hear that somewhere along the line.
I'll take your word for it. Okay, now what about onboard traditions? Like, do you have certain music you listen to, or do you have a lucky bucket hat you wear?
Well, there's two things. We do listen to Stevie Ray Vaughan when we're on the boat. But you got to spit in the water first thing in the morning. My grandfather, God bless his soul, when you're not catching fish, he's like, did you spit in the water? I'm like, oh, no, Jojo, I didn't spit in the water. So if you spit in the water, that brings the good luck. Nothing happens to so everybody spits in the water.
Okay, all right, yeah. Fair enough. Okay, yeah. And got you. Listen, you gotta listen. Those generations yeah. before us, they know what they're talking about.
You know, they always had a little secret in their sleeve, and you know, the best thing to do is pass it on to the next generation.
Amen to that, brother. Now, is there a yeah. type of bait you prefer to use to attract your fish to the boat?
Well, see, now bluefish are one of the most aggressive fish. I've caught bluefish on shoestring.
Are you kidding?
No. I fished them off the beach where they were just in giant, you know, frenzies. And, you know, bluefish are pretty rugged on your gear. And, you know, you got to have metal leaders. They'll chew through all your stuff if you let them through. So by the end of the day, I completely ran out of gear. And all I had was fish hooks. So I cut a piece of my shoelace off. I laced it through the hook. And it was a little hard to cast out, but the fish were really in close on the shoreline. And I was just using that little piece of shoestring, and I was catching bluefish until eventually they chewed through that. And I had no gear left, and it was time to pack it up and go home.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, but they're very aggressive. They'll eat, you know, whatever bait you got. So they'll hit on shiny lures with nothing on it. They're just really aggressive, especially when they're in a frenzy.
Beast mode. Jeez. Now, I'm curious, yeah. Rob, how do you know that you've caught a doozy? Like, have you ever, you know, caught a couple bluefish on your time out, but then you risked throwing back the winner into the water? Like, is that possible?
Well, see, you know, I have a live well on the boat. So what I do is whatever fish we catch goes in the live well. And if you catch a bigger one, that one goes in the live well and the other one comes out.
Okay.
That's
pretty cool.
It makes it a little bit easier on retention on the fish, per se. But you never really know. I've had really big fish, and I'm like, it doesn't really feel like much. And then I've had smaller fish that feel like it's the, you know, it's the jackpot winner, and it's this tiny little fish.
Hmm.
So it's strange. The tall tale signs of how big it is, you don't really know until you pull it up.
Interesting. All right, last question. Yeah. This is probably the easiest one. Why do you like fishing so much? I mean, it sounds like you've been involved in it for a very long time. Why do you like it?
You know, it was one of those things that was just passed down from my grandfather. You know, in high school when guys were cutting out of school and, you know, doing bad things, me and my friends were cutting out of school to go chase bluefish down the beach on the four-wheel drive trail. But you know what they say, there's a fine line between fishing and standing around doing nothing.
I love that. Yeah, that's really neat. Well, I love that you are continuing to get involved with our greatest bluefish tournament on earth. I mean, maybe next year it'll be called the Rob Anderson Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth. We'll see, because he's definitely going for gold again this year. But congratulations on your win last year, Rob. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. Yeah,
yeah, no
good
problem.
Luck.
Yeah, it was great to meet all you guys. I had a good time at the pre-party, and I'll look forward to it next year.
Yeah, I look forward to it as well, Rob. Good luck to you. And yeah, definitely, you know, jam out, enjoy. And I can't wait to see if your name ends up on that leaderboard. That'll be very exciting.
That would be cool.
All right, Rob, we'll see what happens out there this weekend for the WICC Surfside Hotel Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth, set to happen this Saturday and Sunday, August 26th and 27th, all over Long Island Sound. For more information, go to bluefishtournament.com.